Get your questions ready. The Fantasy Forecast with Anita Marx starts right now.
What's up? What's up? It's Fantasy Forecast here on 98.7 ESPN. Anita Marx with you. Week 11. What does that mean? It's as Mama Mimi likes to say sometimes, Anita, you got to poop or get off the pot. That's right. You got to win this week. Let's be honest. Unless, of course, you're out there and you've sailed through this season and you already know that you're going to make it in the postseason. But let's be honest. That's not a lot of us, folks. That's not a lot of us. As you know, I'm playing in 9 leagues this season. Usually I'm in 12. I'm in 9. And the majority of the 9 that I'm in, I'm 5-4. So I'm kind of, you know, I'm like the 6th seed, but this is a very special week for fantasy. And you know how the show rolls. The first segment, we're going to get you started, news and notes, get you in the know, all the players you need to be in the know about as we get ready for week 11 of the NFL season. We'll start taking your calls, 800-919-3776. Brian, by the way, is producing the show today. Brian, good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Anita. How are you?
I'm fighting something. It's not COVID, so, you know, God bless. But I'm fighting some kind of allergies or sinuses. It typically happens to me when we have that first onset of the season and the temperature is changing. So I'm battling that this morning, but it's all good.
Maybe it's like just like a regular cold, and just like because we're in the COVID, it feels like it's not a regular cold. But
well, you know, you have to be careful. You know,
definitely.
You really have to be careful. You never know. I mean, listen, I've had friends that have tested positive for COVID, and you know, didn't even feel half as bad as I feel this morning. So you know, you just never know. But regardless, I'm going to power through, and we're going to have a great 4 hours for you. Of course, Fantasy Forecast from 7 to 8, and then Mike Tannenbaum joins us at 8 o'clock with New York Game Day. As we know, the Giants on a bye, and the Jets are getting ready to take on the Chargers with who knows what team they're trying to field. Because I feel like every time I go online, they're placing another player on IR, or they're cutting another player. So I think Justin Herbert should have a field day against the Jets this week. Although RJ Bell, who typically does his weekly hour with Dave Rothenberg yesterday, feels that the Jets are like his lock of the week this week. He was telling folks to bet them +9.5 and as well as to bet them on the money line. I don't see what RJ Bell's seeing, but man, if the Jets beat the Chargers with this squad, you know, I will praise RJ Bell because I just don't see it. But we're going to get into those plays and those locks of the week a little bit later on, coming your way in the 10 o'clock hour. Right now, as you know, we're talking all fantasy football. So, you know, no bigger news and probably no bigger week this week than Taysom Hill. And I do want to open up the phone lines and I want to have this discussion because I'm being called a cheater. You love being called a cheater, right, Bray? I don't look at it as cheating. I look at it as early bird gets the worm, or, you know, morning squirrel gets the nut, or however you want to phrase it. And again, as always, God bless Uber Eats. Thank you for my Starbucks coffee. So all this week, as we know, talk and speculation that Jameis Winston was going to be the starting quarterback of the Saints. Because of my relationship and our relationship, Brian, I mean, listen, Mike Westhoff was an employee of ours. He was, you know, one of us for several years.
I was here for those shows. That was fun.
And he's probably one of my favorite humans on the planet. So I stay in contact with Mike Westhoff. We touch base at least once a month. You know, I worry about him. He's down there in Fort Myers. He's fishing. He's riding his bike. He's staying away from people, which is great. He's writing a book. So, you know, him and I talk frequently, and Mike Westhoff found Taysom Hill on the practice squad, plucked him, saw him walking around the locker room naked one day, turned to Sean Payton, said, "Who is that? And I want him on my special teams because that is an athlete." And here we are. Here we are. And here we are in week 11. This has been in the plans for a good year now, that Sean Payton has been grooming Taysom Hill to take over the starting quarterback position once Drew Brees moved on from New Orleans into the broadcast booth, where he's going to be paid a boatload of money. God bless him. And But all this week, right? Everybody was reporting Jameis Winston, Jameis Winston, Jameis Winston. In fact, a few times, you know, one of my morning routine is I watch Get Up, and I have Greeny's cell phone number. He's probably regretting giving it to me. But, you know, I'm texting Greeny, and I'm like, you guys aren't talking about Taysom Hill. You need to talk about Taysom Hill. I wish I could be on. Like I'd come back at you with Taysom Hill, you know. And nobody was talking about Taysom Hill until, what was it, Thursday at 10 a.m.? Or was it Friday? Friday at 10 a.m., Adam Schefter reports Taysom Hill's going to start. Whoa! Now, on Tuesday, I was on Daily Wager, and I told folks, even if Jameis Winston was going to start, I still believed that Taysom Hill was going to get snaps under center. And in the ESPN Fantasy League, he is designated as a tight end. So on Tuesday, I was telling people, go get him and slot him in as your tight end. And hopefully he did that. Now, I was able to do that. Now, you know, again, I'm in 9 leagues. I want to say 4 of them, 5 of them are hosted by ESPN. So out of those 5, I was able to pick up Taysom Hill in 4 of those 5. So I have him slotted as my tight end right now in 4 of my 5 leagues. And I did that early. I did that on Tuesday. I got him on, you know, I did that on that Tuesday night, waiver wire. Got him on Wednesday morning. Put him in. Boom. Now, yesterday, Matthew Berry sent out a tweet, or I think it may have been Friday as well, saying that Taysom Hill is designated for a tight end spot this week. But depending on the percentage of snaps that he will take under center today, that designation could change. And I'm telling you that more than likely it will change. So I retweeted Matthew Berry's tweet with a big boo. And I got destroyed, Brian. I got destroyed on Twitter. You cheater. This is cheating. So in essence, this week, if you were fast on the trigger, if you watched me on Daily Wager, if you listened to what I was saying on Tuesday, and you were the early bird who got the Taysom Hill, you're in essence starting 2 quarterbacks on your roster, but one is being designated as a tight end.
That is, oh my goodness, that is a steal.
Okay, but if I'm in a, so, but let me ask you this, Brian. If I'm in a league against you,
yeah,
are you ticked off at me? Are you pissed off at me? Are you angry at me? Are you writing the commissioner and saying this isn't fair?
Ooh.
Are you?
Or, I see what you're saying.
or are you like, you know what? Anita knows her stuff. I'd say something else. It's a family show. Anita's in the know. Anita's pretty smart. Anita's pretty good at fantasy. You know what? I signed up for this league. I knew Anita Marks was going to be in it. This is what I subjected myself to. I have to ride along, and I have to hope,
yeah,
that ESPN removes the tight end designation for week 12.
So what,
be honest with yourself and be honest with me and be honest with our listeners. What would be your response?
I guess if I had a winning record, I would be like, okay, she beat me this time, you know, because you have 2 quarterbacks facing it. And it's funny because I just looked at my 2 fantasy leagues, and I was trying to figure out, we have money on it. So like at the end of the league, we get that, basically that pot, right? Mm-hmm. So I am not facing the guy that picked up Taysom Hill. He was smarter than me, and he picked him up on Wednesday. And I just saw in one of the leagues. And the other one, he picked it up yesterday or Thursday or something like that.
See?
And I was
See now, Brian, if you would have been quick on the trigger.
I would have been quicker. And then he has Taysom Hill as a tight end in one of my leagues. And the other one, he has him as a quarterback because his quarterback is terrible.
See, so, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing now is Taysom Hill will put up more points today at the tight end position more than Kelsey's going to put up tonight against Kansas City, better than Waller's going to put up against, Kelsey against the Raiders, Waller against Kansas City. You know, that is the advantage here. And please don't get me wrong. I'm playing Taysom Hill in a lot of DFS lineups at quarterback. So I had Westhoff on my Saturday show yesterday. I'm going to replay that interview for you a little bit later on this morning around 9 o'clock. That is must listen to radio. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to play that. But, you know, one thing Mike said was everyone is expecting this to be like a Tim Tebow situation. Taysom Hill has 100 times a better arm than Tim Tebow. So, and there's, by the way, there's a lot of prop bets. I am, you know anything about me, you listen to me, you know, I'm a prop bet queen. I am all over the overs on rushing yards, passing. I want to say the passing yards for Taysom Hill is 171 and a half. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. It's easy money. It's easy money. So anyway, I'm curious. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-919-3776. You know, I want to know, were you quick on the trigger? Were you able to go get Taysom Hill? Have you had any fallout in any of your leagues? Because I got everybody coming after me, call me a cheater. Are you upset or do you feel that it's fair that if Taysom Hill, let's say Taysom Hill takes 75% of the snaps under center today. Do you think it's fair that ESPN then removes his tight end designation for week 12? Let's just throw out that number, 75%. I know the show is kind of taken a different route today because of the Taysom Hill news. So, and we've got a boatload of callers who want to chime in on this topic. So, let's start with Larry in Old Bridge. Larry, you're up.
Good morning, Anita.
Good morning. Did we lose you? Oh no! All right. There you are, Larry. He hung up? Okay. Larry, if you can, call back. Let's go to Shelton in Staten Island. Shelton, you're up.
Hey, good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you.
Quarterback position, Derek Carr or Alex Smith?
Quarterback position, Derek Carr or Alex Smith? I really, believe it or not, I mean, like, I like both of them. Neither of them are in my top 10. So, you know, it's not like, you know, you're talking about let me ask, is Joe Burrow available out of curiosity?
No, it's funny you mentioned that. I just went to the waiver wire. You have Flacco.
Is Taysom Hill available or is he already gone in your league?
Yeah. So Phillip Rivers, Joe Flacco, and forget Drew Lock. That's not even an option. So kind of thin pickings at that position on the waiver wire.
Okay, no, that's fair. Listen, I'd go Alex Smith here against Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah, my thinking is that Kansas City's defense is not gonna give up 40 points like they did in the first matchup, so that's really my only concern.
Yeah, so I've got a lot of question marks, and thanks for your phone call. I've got a lot of question marks in regard to that game tonight, Kansas City and the Raiders. Last time they played, Derek Carr had like a near perfect game. I think he connected with Henry Ruggs twice for 118 yards and a score. You know, he was very explosive, and that's what you need to do to beat Kansas City. I think Gruden and them, I think they're going to take shots downfield as opposed to playing this like very vanilla, boring offense that they play, but they are winning, let's be honest. But I would roll Alex Smith here. Let's go to Bill in Queens. Bill, you're up.
Good morning, Anita. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Good morning.
I find it very interesting people say you're cheating. I mean, I listen to your show every week. I'm sure there's countless people who do. People pay for sites for information, you know, rundowns. If you're quick on the draw, then more power to you. You know, if your FanDuel had him last night, I grabbed him in a couple lines, Taysom Hill as a tight end. FanDuel had him, and I think they still have him listed as a tight end this morning. So more power to you. So
yes, FanDuel. So DFS, FanDuel does have him listed as a tight end, and ESPN does. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. But, you know, again, like I understand if I'm playing in a league, and I appreciate your phone call. If I'm playing in a league with some folks and, you know, like, again, like, listen, this is week 11. It's coming down to it. Like, you might be in a position where you need to win the next 2 weeks. And now, you know, and here's another thing. I mean, and granted, my situation is different. You know, I get information a lot quicker than most people. So I can be quick on the draw. But again, you're signing up to play in a league. No, like, here, it would be like me playing in a league with Adam Schefter. Like, I get my information from Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter gets his information first. So it's a lot more risky to play in a league with Adam Schefter than it is to play with me. But at least if I'm playing in a league with Adam Schefter, I know what I'm getting into. I know what I'm signing up for. Dude gets information faster than anyone else. Let's go to Nick in Kings Park. Nick, you're up.
Hey, Anita. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am totally on your side on this. I actually, last year when Breeze went down early in the year, I think they were playing Seattle the following week, and it didn't come out until, I think maybe like the day of that they decided to start Bridgewater, but I had picked up Hill, slotted him in, thinking he was going to play quarterback in my tight end spot. It backfired on me because Bridgewater ended up starting that game and obviously went on to start, you know, the rest of the season for them until Breeze came back. But I had the same thought process as you, and it backfired on me. I hope it doesn't backfire on you. But these people in your league that are crying about this, I mean, to the point that you just made, it's week 11, big dog gets the bone. You know, you've got your sources. They're in the league with you. They know what they can expect, and I think they got to get over it. I'm on your side on this, and I hope it works out for you because it did not work out for me.
Well, let me ask you this, Nick. Do you have him now? Do you have him now slated as a tight end?
I'm not even playing this year. But when I was listening to you this morning, I'm like, oh my goodness! I said this is the exact same situation from last year, and I remember guys in my league texting me. And they were upset too. And I'm like, listen, these are the rules. Like, it's not my fault if you know, whatever the fantasy outlet doesn't slot him in as a quarterback. So I was looking to just take advantage of the system, kind of like how you were, not breaking any rules. And like I said, I don't even know if he took a snap that game at quarterback. But it looks like, and obviously you've got sources all over the place. So I hope he steps in and gets you those points. But
well, it's not against the rules. Well, Nick, if you are anywhere near a radio at 9 o'clock this morning, I highly recommend you listen in. I had Mike Westhoff, and I appreciate your call, Nick. I had Mike Westhoff on my show yesterday, and he really broke down what to honestly expect from Taysom Hill today. And again, I think the majority of people are anticipating this kind of like Tim Tebow-esque style of offense. But one thing Mike made perfectly clear is that Taysom Hill has a 100 times better of an arm than Tim Tebow, and can make all he said. And he said on he and again, I mean, I don't want to ruin it for you because I want you to listen to the interview at 9 o'clock today. But he pretty much in essence said he can make all the throws. He can make all the throws.
Smart move. Taysom Hill gives him a lot of options on offense, and so far I haven't seen anything from Jameis Winston to suggest that he can be a better option at the quarterback position. Listen, Michael, we're in the dual-threat quarterback era. Mm-hmm. The quarterback has to be able to do more than one thing. I watch Get Up all the time. I hear Ryan Clark talk about it, Dan Orlovsky talk about it. Everybody's talking about it because it's true. We talk about it on the Matchup Show. If you have a dual-threat quarterback, especially this season, because of the way the penalties are being called, you are going to have success offensively.
That is Sal Powell talking about the decision. Is that what we're calling it? The decision. The decision in the Big Easy. 800-919-3776. Before we get back to your calls, Jimmy, Logan, George, I see you guys. We'll get to you, as always, on Saturday. Cynthia Freeland joins me. And the last thing I ask her is her fantasy football sleepers heading into week 11. And we start, as always, with the quarterback.
I definitely think you should look at Joe Burrow. I understand it's a little weird. It's a little dicey because you never know what you're going to get out of the Cincinnati Bengals offense. But I think this is a situation where Joey B has a great game. This is Joe Burrow to T. Higgins is a pretty nice stack there if you were looking in daily formats.
I like it.
Like Tua, I'm curious, by the way.
I like it. Here's my only concern with Tua, and you touched on this a second ago, and that is, injury. You know, there's a little report that came out this week that he's dealing with a foot injury, and that scares me a little bit. So I'm leaning away from Tua, but I love the Joe Burrow call. I love the Joe Burrow call a lot. In regard to running backs, who do you like?
Adrian Peterson. My guy DeAndre Swift isn't playing, and you got to take a running back in this situation against this defense. We do not know what we're going to get from Carolina. There's a lot of injuries going on there, but Adrian Peterson, veteran presence, I think he's going to, especially in daily formats, he's going to be very widely played. But if you can scoop him up in your season long, you're going to have a nice return on investment there.
Wow, I like that call. That's a sneaky good call. Wide receiver.
Okay, so I think your guy Michael Pittman Jr. is a great, maybe underappreciated, overlooked. What's the right word? I don't know. Both of those words seem to work for me. I think Michael Pittman Jr., people aren't paying enough attention to Michael Pittman Jr. They're like, oh, Alan Lazard might be back, or Marquez Valdes-Scantling had 2 touchdowns last week, so maybe I should look on that side of the ball. But don't forget, Michael Pittman Jr. is a big target. Phillip Rivers loves him. I think that's a great call in this one this week.
Yeah, I love Michael Pittman Jr. a lot. And last but not least, at tight end, which, by the way, I made the call on Tuesday. I told people, hashtag run, don't walk. This was before the announcement came out. This week on ESPN, Taysom Hill, you can place in, you could put in as your tight end designation. So, in essence, if you did pick him up, you're, in essence, playing 2 quarterbacks, but 1 slotted in as your tight end designation. I think this is huge. And again, just full transparency, Matthew Berry went to social media yesterday and said, depending on the amount of snaps that Taysom Hill gets under center as opposed to playing not under center, ESPN has the right to withdraw the tight end designation, which in all honesty, Cynthia, I believe that they do in week 12. So this is the premier week. If you ever needed a win,
to Bill Belichick more than fantasy league and cheat, then this is the week to do it.
This is the week to do it.
It's a free cheat. It's a loophole. I got you.
It is such a loophole, isn't it? Anyway, I retweeted Matthew Berry and I wrote boo, and then I had a ton of people come after me and call me a cheater. But regardless, look, early bird gets the worm. You know, the morning squirrel gets the nut.
I like it for 1 week, but I think after a while it'll be a little lame. You know what I mean? Like, for 1 week, it's a great little cheat and it's fun, and you're like, oh my goodness, and there's gonna be so many stories of people just getting smoked because their tight end did nothing, and Taysom Hill scored 24 points or something crazy like that.
So let's just say you weren't listening to Anita Marks on Daily Wager on Tuesday and you missed out on getting Taysom Hill. What are some of the other tight ends that you're looking at heading into week 11?
Well, you should always listen to Anita. That's the number one takeaway from this entire segment.
Oh,
but the other thing you should maybe listen to, I mean, if Austin Hooper's available, I mean, he's back. He had an appendicitis thing, right? Which is his second week back. Austin Hooper is in a great spot this week. Browns need that little safety valve outlet because, remember, the Eagles' defensive front is their strength. I think they bring the 4th most pressure per next-gen stats, which means our guy Baker Mayfield, he's going to need those little outlet passes. And he doesn't have Odell Beckham Jr., so it'll be Jarvis Landry and it'll be Austin Hooper that are the beneficiaries of that.
Again, that is Cynthia Freeland. You can see her all over the NFL Network every day and today as well. All right, a few things you need to be in the know about, and we're talking about players. Obviously, again, we've been talking about Drew Brees. He's out not just this week. He's out for several weeks. So, and we're going to get a real good awakening as to how Sean Payton's going to utilize Taysom Hill. So I guess what I'm saying here is even if you don't have the ability to put Taysom Hill as a tight end, I'd still warrant, if you've got space on your roster and he's out there and he's available, I would pick him up and put in and stash him and see what happens. I mean, there's a chance that Taysom Hill could be like the savior for all fantasy football leagues, even at the quarterback position for the remainder of the season. So if you have room on your bench and he's still available, even though you can't utilize him as a tight end, I would still pick him up and stash him and see what happens. In fact, I would play him to, like, just to kind of give you an idea. Like, so here are the quarterbacks that I would play Taysom Hill over today. I would definitely play Taysom Hill over Tom Brady. Ali Marpet is doubtful. Ali Marpet is his guard. He's going to need his guard to go up against Aaron Donald. Tom Brady's in for a long Monday night. That's for sure. I might even play Taysom Hill over Aaron Rodgers today. He's going up against the number one defense in the Colts. Their pressure rate with just blitzing four, number one in the NFL. So I would start Taysom Hill over Aaron Rodgers. I would start Taysom Hill over Matt Ryan, over Tom Brady, over Carson Wentz, over Jared Goff, over Matthew Stafford, over Philip Rivers, over Kirk Cousins, over Alex Smith. I would start Taysom Hill in front of all those cats this week. Minshew's out. Jake Luton. I bet against Pittsburgh. Yeah, nobody's got him. Let's be honest. Hopefully you've got the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. C-Mac out again. Love Mike Davis today against Detroit. He should eat it up. I've got Mike Davis as top five running back this week. David Johnson still dealing with a concussion. Duke Johnson will get the start against New England. Teddy Bridgewater is going to try to give it a go, but Adam Schefter is reporting that they're expecting P.J. Walker to start for Carolina against Detroit. So I love P.J. Walker in the XFL. Don't love him in the NFL. So, of course, Curtis Samuel, Robbie Anderson, D.J. Moore, all those wide receivers take a step back today. For the Detroit Lions, boy, they've got a lot of guys out. DeAndre Swift is out, which is a really big hit. I couldn't wait to see DeAndre Swift this week against Carolina. He's out. Kenny Golladay is out. Danny Amendola is out. So that's an uptick with Marvin Jones Jr. and TJ Hawkinson for the Detroit Lions. Matthew Stafford's dealing with a thumb. Keep that in mind. Hopefully he could last all four quarters against Carolina. Drew Locke is going to give it a go, even though he's dealing with some ribs. It's going to be a tough go against Miami. Miami's defense is no joke. Ask Justin Herbert. He couldn't even make them out last week. They ran the ball a lot in the fourth quarter. Joe Mixon is out another week for Cincinnati due to a foot. So you're going to get another dose of Giovanni Bernard. Hopefully you were able to back Joe Mixon up with Giovanni Bernard if you did draft him. Sammy Watkins is out later on tonight for Kansas City. So Mecole Hardman has been activated. So he's going to be back in. Could be a sneaky good play, especially in DFS. Calvin Ridley is dealing with a foot. He was limited at practice this week. Noah Fant's dealing with some ribs. Keep an eye on that. I think that is it. Some players that are back in action. Matt Breida, running back for Miami, but they're going that with Salvon Ahmed. He's been a stud in that backfield for the Miami Dolphins as of late. Alan Lazard is expected back for the Green Bay Packers. Keep an eye on that. And I think that is it in regard to players that we need to be in the know about. 800-919-3776. Like I said, I know we've got a full bank of calls. Jimmy, Logan, George, you guys will be first up. I promise we come back. I'll share with you some of the sleepers that I like. And we will continue with your calls. And in 15 minutes, Mike Tannenbaum will join us on the show to kick off New York game day, getting you ready for week 11 with the Jets in LA against the Chargers. And of course, even though the Giants are on a bye, a lot of news and a lot of information in regard to Joe Judge that came out of that facility this week. That's for sure. Some of my sleepers that I like heading into this week. Lummy Justin Herbert against who knows what the squad's going to look like for the Jets. Really curious to hear what Mike Tannenbaum, what his expectation is for this Jets. There's a lot of sharp money on the Jets today. There are a number of analysts who think that the Jets are going to come in and win this game. I don't see it. I'm really curious what side of the coin Mike is on. Ben Roethlisberger, obviously, against Jacksonville. I think that's a no-brainer there. Last week, I was thinking game script. Oh, they're going to run the ball a lot. I'm not going to play Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, Kane around and bit me in the butt. Ben Roethlisberger, four touchdown passes. Yeah, I'm not doing that again. Cam Newton should run all over Houston. Love Cam Newton today. I'm with Cynthia, like Joe Burrow. and a sneaky good play with possibly Alex Smith, just to name a few quarterbacks. Running backs, it's evident Nick Chubb is just a much better running back in that backfield than Kareem Hunt. And weather conditions are not supposed to be good in Cleveland today, so I think they're really going to be committed to the run. Josh Jacobs against Kansas City, he's going to have a big day in order to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field and eat up time of possession. I mentioned earlier I love Mike Davis. Miles Sanders against Cleveland, same thing, weather conditions. He's going to have to run the ball a lot. Damian Harris against Houston. Sony Michel came off of IR, by the way. That could be a sneaky good flex play for you. Just keep that in mind. Antonio Gibson against Cincinnati. Duke Johnson against New England. Love me Balaj against the Jets. And sneaky great play. I'm playing him a lot of DFS is Hines, running back for the Colts against Green Bay. Wide receivers, Tyler Boyd should receive a lot of the looks from Joe Burrow against Washington. Deontay Johnson against Jacksonville. Will Fuller against New England. T. Higgins, I'm expecting him to have a big day against Washington. Michael, I love me some Michael Pittman Jr. I'm wearing my Michael Pittman Jr. shirt today as I watch a lot of these games. Love that kid. Love that kid. Hopefully, I hope he has 150-yard, two-touchdown game today against Green Bay. Jacoby Myers getting a ton of volume against Houston. Justin Jefferson stretches the field. He's the long ball dude for Kirk Cousins, and Dallas is giving up the most explosive plays to opposing wide receivers in fantasy this year. Chase Claypool against Jacksonville, Devontae Parker against Denver, and tight end, of course, you know, Goo Gaga over Taysom Hill and that little glitch there on ESPN fantasy leagues that you could play him at tight end. TJ Hockenson, because of all the injuries to Detroit, should have a big day, a lot of volume against Carolina. Eric Ebron against Jacksonville. Zach Ertz is expected back for the Eagles. I was texting with somebody at the Eagles. He's not 100%. So it really might open up things for Dallas Goedert, by the way, because the attention that Zach Ertz is going to get, it really could open things up for Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert could be a sneaky good tight end play for you this week in fantasy. And Austin, as Cynthia said, Austin Hooper against Philadelphia, but probably one of my favorite plays. And I was able to pick him up off the waiver wire yesterday, and that is Logan Thomas against Cincinnati. I really like Logan Thomas against Cincinnati. 800-919-3776. Let's take as many calls as we can before Mike Tannenbaum joins us on the show and we kick off New York game day coming your way at the top of the hour. Let's go to Jimmy in Long Island. Jimmy, you're up.
Hi, Anita. How are you?
Hi. Great. Great. Really, really exciting week 11.
Crazy week with this. Don't you know I'm playing the guy that picked up Taysom Hill?
Oh.
That's one question I want to ask you. But before that, I want to play Balaj, who I picked up because he's against the Jets. But I want your opinion who I should start him over. James Robinson, he's a little banged up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going against Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, James Robinson. And I also have James Conner. And Antonio Gibson, who would you take out and start Balaj?
Yeah, I would take Robinson out. A, Pittsburgh hard to run against. B, you're right, he's got a busted up shoulder. And C, I think Jacksonville is going to be playing from behind, and so I think they're going to be passing the ball.
But I see them throwing a lot of passes to him out of the backfield. I'm thinking too.
Right, but. I love Gibson today, so I'm not going to tell you to bench Gibson. So it's between him and Connors. I know Connors hasn't really been running the ball well, but again, the matchup, I'm thinking game script. I'm thinking game script, and I'm thinking, I'm thinking that Pittsburgh's going to go up, and they're going to be running the ball in the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
Okay.
The only thing is, for some reason, Pittsburgh's been just throwing in the second half in particular where he's not even on the field.
It sounds like, and I appreciate your phone call. Good luck this week. But it sounds like you already have your mind made up. It sounds to me like you want to play James. Listen, I don't have a crystal ball. I could just sit here and I could give you my analysis. You know, sometimes I'm wrong. So, but if you're feeling that you want to play James Robinson over over James Conner. Like, I don't have a problem with that. I don't think you're like, I'll tell you, I've got a problem if you want to play either of those guys over Antonio Gibson. I would not do that. But to me, Robinson and Conner, it's a toss up. I'm thinking what game, how I envision game script to play out in my mind. And so that's where my advice is coming from. Let's go to Logan. Logan, welcome in.
Happy Sunday fun day, Anita.
Yeah, right? I haven't said that in a while.
Oh, I can't wait. I have a running back question and a quarterback question. It's either Bellage or Gio Bernard.
I love Bellage today.
Okay. Okay, got it. And quarterback would be Cousins or Tannehill. Both tough because I have...
Yeah, I like Kirk Cousins today a lot.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's just... That's easy. That was easy. All right. Quick break. We come back. We will kick off New York game day. Mike Tannenbaum is standing by. We'll come in again. I'm really curious to get, we'll open up with the Jets. I'm really curious. RJ Bell was on here. And of course I know he does hits on the K show and he's on with Dave for an hour on Saturday. And you know, he loves the Jets today. I don't see it. I'm really anxious to get Mike Tannenbaum on and to get his take on, you know, how he thinks this game is going to play out. Anita Marks with you. This has been Fantasy Forecast.
This is the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks.